Yeah. Okay. Okay, Aya, on the next TikTok, Project Sandman. Is there really a Project Sandman, which is the coordinated attack planned by the BRICS countries on the United States? Is that actually a project?
Yep. It's already here. That's what all them troop movements. You've been watching troops, tanks moving for months now on them flatbeds and Warren Buffett's choo-choo trains that they can't keep on the track.
Oh, so that ties back to what you said. What was it? You sent me some TikToks last year of army vehicles on barges and trains and everything.
Yep.
This is part of the BRICS.
Yep,
of course. The effect of the collapse, Bert.
Yeah,
because they're afraid. They're not afraid of the lesbians. They're not scared of the homosexuals. The ABCDUSKHIJK. They're not scared of none of that. You know what? The one thing they're scared of is in Social Security drawing pistol packing grannies. They will blow your fucking head off and never look back. They've lived their life. They don't care. Life in prison when you're 85 years old don't have the same meaning as when you're 18. So there's a different regard, and that regard is they're going to fight what they think is for America. But if you notice, they don't even support America. They can't even put people in jail when they kill somebody. And then they have people's crying because their families got killed and they don't know what to do. And the people that done the killing is at the White House having breakfast.
So I just to step back for a second, you mentioned earlier about the Constitutional Convention. Is that what's on the brink as well?
That's what they're going to try to solve it when they take it to the state. So basically, it's a very odd thing. Let's take New York. If we said they were going to divide things up, we'd say, okay, then New York would be in is that a blue state? Is the Yellow Dog Democrats, is that blue or is it red?
Yes.
I think it's blue. They change it. They keep changing it.
Yes,
with jackasses and elephants and, now it's rhinos and riddling little children. So they've got it turned upside down now. But that's not really true. All of New York is not a Democrat.
Okay.
All of New York City is a Democrat. But all the state of New York is not. So now it's going to be, just as we said, it's going to be left up to between the cities and the states.
Yes.
And there might be some categories, even Portland or Oregon, even part of Oregon's trying to separate themselves from Oregon and going into Utah. Or Idaho. They want to split off and go to Idaho, which is a little crazy. That's a distraction, obviously, but that's not the point. The point is this segregation of these people with nothing to support it, nothing to hold it up, no rule of law, no justice system, no legislative system, and the president is just a goof. And that's why Trump's like, there ain't no way to fix it. You can't fix it. You burnt the motherfucker to the ground and you want me to come in and make everything right? You gonna spend $50 trillion and expect me to write a check? How's this gonna work now? So, you see the rub. Alright.
Well,
now,
he says he's gonna do stuff. He says he's gonna do
now?
Stuff. Build the city thing.
No, that's as the viceroy. Mm. You have a lot, viceroy has a lot more power. It don't have to ask nobody.
So he's been going on record
title.
That he's going on record that there is no USA and he's not helping that, and so
correct.
People don't know what he's going to help.
Mm.
Right. Well, if you have to listen, you have to listen real close to what he actually does say, and it'll you can do the QAnon letters, the fifth letter of the ninth alphabet, and 3 is 6 is 8, and 11 is 9, and 2 is 4, and all that shit. You can tear yourself up with that. That's like trying to read the wake. It's not as easy. It's easier said than done. Pardon the pun. So, now ask on that line. Keep going.
Talking about me or Bob?
No,
you whatever you want.
He only did
care.
Washington. He did London, Washington. What about the Vatican?
Well, they're parsing that up now. You have no Pope now. So. And the cardinals have already convened to see what they're going to have to pull out. They're not gonna make it. There's nothing to hold. Look at the population of how many Catholics there are in the world today. It's about half of what it was. And then most of them, and then two-fifths of them don't go.
Yeah, Mark Stallman's the only Catholic. He just joined the church a couple of years ago.
Oh, bless his heart. Help me. Ain't us, erect us, Deo.
He's going to resurrect it with the Catholic version of McLuhan.
Oh, okay,
Ion. Get your perks where you can get them.
So, Ion, this goes right along into the next TikTok about Trump and the end times.
Good.
And there was
Go
some
ahead.
Interesting words involved in that, and the guy claimed
that's
that
right.
John Trump stole Tesla's time machine. So my first question is, did Nikola Tesla have a time machine?
Yes, but he didn't make it. He got it. The original prototype was from Galileo.
Okay,
it's
so,
not a time machine, though, eh? What is the difference? It's a
space modulator. It modulates space so that you're in all time. And it just is able to pick up, just like the OA movement, it allows you to move step to step, shift step to step.
Now, Bert, look at this. You know, the tactile part of your sensory makeup is not a sense. So it orchestrates the senses, so it's what we might call the mind. It's not sensory. The machinic extension of that is the space modulator. That means the interval modulator. That's a technical alteration of the tactile function. So you personally have access to all times and spaces, if they exist, in those multiple modulators that your tactility does. You know, you like intervals. So this machine is parodying, a parody maybe even, of what your mind does.
Right, of what you see. That's why they say look at with your mind's eye.
Right.
Your mind's eye. That's why they say that. Because it's not your regular orbital lobe.
Yeah. Tactile eye is my phrase.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's right. And see, so you see things. And now, the way they got, the AI has got it, you can get it used to, you can believe you. I don't care what you say, I see what I believe. That's exactly right. Because it used to be seeing is believing. And now they see what they believe. And
so
computer graphics can now present that instantly.
Did you hear me explain all that, Carol? You got it? Did you understand it? Glad you understand it last night.
Well, all right, Karen's got it. We can go to bed. Let's call it a day. That's good. It's a little early,
right,
Karen, but 7:30. It's a little early. We can go to bed. That's good. Okay,
like
now,
Karen, Karen does that in medicine, but she can't handle the words about it.
What difference does it make? She's a doer of the word.
Yeah.
So, Ion, is that an actual picture that was?
She's not a parrot, Bob. She's not a parrot like you.
Well, she will be on Monday. She's going to try to explain to me.
That'll be so. Boy, you tune in early for that one. That'd be good.
Yeah.
The lines will be crowded.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Ion, that photo that was in the TikTok, is that the actual prototype that Tesla got from Galileo?
No. It's similar to that. Now, here's what happened, though. Tesla had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And the uncle witness who raided it after Tesla died,
right,
and got it, and he secured it, and he jumped. Then he started jumping with it. That's what caused the need for the fixers, the Cohen brothers, not the newest Cohen, the Bob Cohen, the one he knows, the gangster.
Roy.
Yeah, Herbie Cohen, Zappa manager.
Okay.
No, those Cohen. It's his family. Herbie
Cohen. That family.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they had to protect it. So then Freddie comes along. Fred, bullshit. His wife running around in her limousine, her Rolls Royce, in a fur coat, going down to the laundromat to collect the quarters out of the one's washing machine, collecting in pennies, because they didn't have nothing. And then all of a sudden, poof, they got the Upper East Side.
Hmm. Okay.
So, John Trump, was he part of a group? Did he represent a group of people? Like the Cosmos Society or something? From the 19th century in American politics? Ion?
No, but he did play with your Arakawa.
Oh.
Your architect, the one that wasn't going to die that bit the dust.
He knew him.
Yeah, and he ran with that crowd.
Okay.
Okay, but that, now we're gossiping. Carol's gonna get mad, so get back to work.
Okay.
Listen to this, Bert. So Arakawa told me he came from Japan. He was in school with Yoko Ono in Japan, and then he came to New York when he was young, and he had a connection, a phone call to Marshall Duchamp. So he met Duchamp. Duchamp took him in. He's just a young guy, wants to be an artist, and as he got going. One day, Marcel Duchamp said to the young Arakawa, I want you to meet some people. So he takes him across to another room, and there's the five Rockefeller brothers. And for some reason, Duchamp had been building up Arakawa. So Arakawa meets the Rockefellers. Now, that would be connected to John Trump's crowd, because that gets into Vannevar Bush. So does that mean that Marcel Duchamp was some kind of world traveler, parallel worlder guy?
No, he was just a speaker. He represented it. He was the safety to be able to talk about stuff, but he didn't do it himself. He'd find out about it, and he'd do the arranging.
Yeah, so that for 20 years
he played... He would be the butler.
Yeah, that's right. For 20 years he didn't do any art, he claimed, but he secretly was doing some art. But his not doing art, he might have been doing other stuff, mainly... he was a go-between for different artistic people, managers, cultural stuff, which the Rockefellers like to control. You know, they like to control the museums. So Arakawa must have had some thing going for him, right, that the Rockefellers would be interested in.
Agreed. And the reason they like all the museums is because they used them for their own vaults. Remember in those days, yeah, because in those days, remember, you had to pay tax on everything. Tax was on wealth, 90% tax on wealth.
Yeah, they laundered stuff through the museums. That's why they built the museum.
Correct.
So Arakawa, typical Dobbsian synchronicity, he's the one guy I connect to in that world, and he writes a book about how he's never going to die. So he was actually, you know, picking up on what I was going to bring in. I don't think he realized it consciously, but he did. But that's the one thing. I got his books in the library, Bert. I don't have Jackson Pollock's books or Willem de Kooning or any of those other artists of the era. I got him, of all people. But then I am saying he's linked in with the Trump scene. I'm the consigliere of the Trump family.
You should have seen the trouble they had putting his body in bags to put it in the boxes to ship over there. So Bob could also have the cadaver in the library too. He went to a lot of pains for that.
It's a lot of lime for that. That's a kind of old body there, corpse there.
I know. It was in the friend in Connecticut garage for a long time, and she had good ventilation, so it wasn't so bad.
Okay. Yeah, her husband was in Morgan Stanley in the 911 building.
Right. Another. Okay, next TikTok. Well, actually, there's two.
Well,
related.
There's more there. Hey, Bert, why don't you ask, when Tesla went up to the princess up in Rochester, that gave the connection to the Russians. The Russian guy who had the Tesla coil and more and didn't send all the stuff to Tesla, he gave it to Henrietta, you know, the Beast's wife, Leopold II's wife. So what is that Russian guy? What does he represent? Is he a Tartanian? Some guy from that?
Tartarian.
Tartarian. Tartarian. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he Tartarian?
Well, he's from that legacy.
Well, look at him right in the face. He looks like him.
Okay, so you say he never died.
So far.
See, so that's why he had that technology. So Tesla technology comes from the Opino crowd as usual.
So the Tesla technology came from Tartaria?
Originally. Through Galileo. Galileo, old dude.
So, okay, Galileo is connected to Tartaria because, as far as we know, he's Italy.
That's the seer. I know, but that's the seer. They scattered. The same way he's going to get down, and now they're finding Egyptian artifacts in the United States of America. The Egyptians were here first, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So they got it all mixed up.
Yeah, that's La Ponjon in the Yucatan. Mm-hmm. That's La Ponjon. So you see, Tesla intuited something about this Rochester psyche. He was up in Rochester. He makes a connection. And then for some reason, the Russian Tartarian thinks Tesla's okay, so he sends him some samples. And then that gets into America. And then Trump finds out about it.
And then, and also, don't forget Birdie Ketchum.
Birdie Ketchum with Tartarian?
No. Go ahead, Bob.
She knew about me.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I went to her in 71. She said, I'd be a spiritual gift from the bathroom. I think she said,
that's right.
I think she said, I don't know what the fuck you, I don't know how you will be a spiritual gift from the bathroom. It's a goddamn mystery, but that's what you're going to do. And she was right. You know, she knew it was very different what I was going to do. Not your cliche spiritual gift to the masses archetype. So she always had a good reputation. And so I guess Ian respects her, too.
Might as well. She'll do.
Anyway, that triggered my megalomania, man. I kept it to myself. But, you know, if you get told that you're a spiritual gift of essence, you're going to... Well, I told Barry Ellis, he said, get rid of that out of your mind, Bob. Don't go around thinking that, for fuck's sake. I said, okay, Barry. Right away, Barry. That's right, Barry. I forgot it. I don't know who I am. That's it. And but I didn't
know.
I just waited.
So then he starts to work on his manifesto right then.
I started writing my memoirs. I started writing my memoirs in 1974 after I had my spiritual experience.
Awakening.
Awakenings.